Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Day. It's supposed to be opening day at baseball down at Smith's Ballpark. The Bees are supposed to open up today, or a week from today. We'll see if Mother Nature complies with that. But when the Bees open up a week from today, it will be the 29th and final season for my friend Steve Klauke behind the mic calling Bees baseball. He made the announcement this morning, called me and caught me out of the blue with it. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I think if they were trying to play today, the only way we could do that is to paint two blue lines and a red line out in center field and get the bats as hockey sticks.
Something. It would be a winter classic. There'd no doubt about it. So you made the decision. You're going to stop calling baseball after this year, after 29 years. What went into it, and why now?
Well, there's just a few things. I think the biggest thing of all is right now I'm doing 190 games a year between the Weber State and the Bees, and something had to give. And talking to my wife, and I told you this earlier, that it was surprising to many that when we didn't have a season in 2020, my wife actually liked having me home. So we actually had been discussing it for a while and just thought the timing was right. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and it's certainly not a lifestyle that's conducive to keeping that under control. And as I get older, that's a bigger concern, and I'm not afraid to tell people. I had to upgrade the kind of medication that I'm on for, and I don't want to have to do that anymore. And I think eliminating I still love the travel, but the restaurants don't love me, so I think that had a lot to do with it as well. And just the idea that it's been 1993 was the last time I had a summer vacation with any member of my family. So I think it's time to kind of kick back and to relax in the summertime.
Oh, it's nice too when people in our business, you and I both know this, we don't always get to pick our spots. So to be able to go out on your own terms has got to be nice too.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine that just recently retired from this business, and his only regret was that he stayed in it for 3 or 4 years too long and felt that the games were passing him by. He wasn't on top of the action like he used to be, and I don't want to be that person.
Now, you always want to go out on top, and when you still have your fastball, and clearly you do, but as you said, you're not going to be away from the mic completely. You'll still do Weber State football and basketball, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of fun, and it's not only do I enjoy it up there, the people at Weber State have been great to me in the 8 years that I've done it. But the bottom line is, it's a great great part time job to supplement my Social Security checks.
Yeah, he is old enough to get those. Everybody, he is. You wouldn't think it. He's still spry behind the mic, but he is old enough to collect those Social Security checks. So it'll also give you a chance to say goodbye to everybody on your way out, too. You'll get to hit all your old stops and hit all your old haunts and see all your friends in the baseball business and go around one more time, too, right?
Exactly. Like I said before, I still enjoy the travel and going to the different cities. I do have my special spots to dine at the different locations, so I'm looking forward to one last trip there. Obviously, there are some cities that aren't in the league I'd like to go back to, and maybe I can do that on vacation someday, but I miss places like Vancouver and Edmonton and Calgary and some of the other locations. I don't miss Fresno being out of the league, though.
Yeah, so you'll get a chance to do all those things, get to hit Omaha one more time and see the Storm Chasers and Memphis and Oklahoma City and places like that. So that'll be fun. So do you feel like you got to do it all? Did you feel like you got to do everything you wanted to do in those 29 years?
I think so. I mean, obviously, like any of us, we'd like to maybe get to the next level, and I did have that little bit of a taste in 2016 with six games for the Angels, but If you're going to work AAA, this is the best place to do it, Salt Lake City, and it's been just a joy day in and day out. I mean, I love to see the guys who have moved on to the big leagues and have success, and, you know, guys like the Trouts and the Torrey Hunters and the David Ortizes that have played here. But there's always going to be a chunk of my heart, Bill, that goes out to the guys who gave it their absolute all, and AAA was the end of the road for them. And a lot of those guys that I've kept in contact with have been successful in the business world. So I'm really happy for them. And the grind that is minor league baseball probably helped them develop into being good business people.
I would love to have you put together, maybe the next time you come on, your all-time, you know, starting lineup that Steve Klauke got to call. By position, left field, center field, right field, around the infield. Give me a starter, give me a reliever. But I'd love, I probably can guess a couple of them. And I don't mean guys that were here for, you know, a rehab assignment. I mean guys that you know, were actually members of the team for a decent period of time. 29 years is a long time, but I'm sure you could put it together a pretty impressive starting nine, right?
I think I could put together a pretty good lineup that would win a lot of games at any level. So, yeah, I'd be more than happy to do that. But, obviously, it starts with Trout in center field, and David Ortiz is the DH.
Yeah, that's not – and I would bet probably K-Rod, your reliever, your bullpen guy.
Yep. Yeah, he would definitely be the closer. Probably Jared Weaver is the starting pitcher. If I needed to go lefty-righty in the bullpen, he was a starter with us, but he was known as Everyday Eddie. In the big leagues, Eddie Guardado, who actually started our very first game back in April the 9th of 1994 up in Vancouver. So that's just a long list. I mean, obviously, Torrey Hunter would be out there. I had to move him to the side field because I had to keep Mike Trout out in center field.
What's your number going to come to after you finish this year? What will your final number with the number of games, assuming you call, if not every game, just about every game, where are you going to finish? What's the number going to be?
That would probably be in the neighborhood of about 4,180.
Wow.
Wow. So I guess the one way to put it in perspective, and I still shake my head when I think about it, that's over 1,000 more games than Hot Rod did with the Jazz, including his New Orleans days.
It's a lot of games.
Of course, in this league, they add up a lot faster.
Yeah, you do. You're doing almost twice as many regular season games as they did in the NBA, but you did a lot of games. That's fantastic, Clark. I'm really happy. Somebody on the text line wanted to know if you ever got to meet Vin Scully.
funny story, real quick. I met him when I was 12 years old. My fifth grade teacher took me to Wrigley Field to see, actually 11 years old, it took me to see the Dodgers play the Cubs. It was Koufax against Holtzman, and Vin was walking up the steps, and my teacher, who was originally from Brooklyn, said, "Oh, you've got to meet this guy." So he introduced me to him and exchanged pleasantries for a little bit. And then he went back up to the press box at Wrigley. A few years ago, a friend of mine, Russ Langer, who does UNLV football as well as the Las Vegas team, at spring training says, "Hey, do you want to meet Vin?" And I went over to I said, "Sure." And so we went over, and Vin says, "Well, it's a pleasure to meet you." And I said, "Well, actually, I've met you once before." So I told him the story about being 11 years old, and he goes, "And you haven't changed a bit."
Oh, that's so good. That must have been a hard day for you being a White Sox fan, having to spend the day at Wrigley Field.
Well, as a kid growing up and living in the north suburbs, it was a lot easier and in some cases safer to go to the north side. So I went to a lot of games at Wrigley. Of course, when I went, I always rooted for the other team.
Well, Clauke, we'll talk again here during the season. Thanks for the heads up. I always appreciate the heads up. I'm sorry we couldn't get together earlier today. We'll get together here soon. But congratulations on what will be your 29th season starting, I hope, a week from today. I'll be at the ballpark, by the way, next Friday. I'm taking the day off next Friday. My best friend's coming to town, and so we're going to go watch. He and his son love watching minor league baseball. They want to cross Smith's Ballpark of the Bees off their list. So we'll see you at the ballpark next Friday, and we'll catch up and reminisce and tell some stories again soon. Thanks.
I appreciate it, Bill. And again, as I've told people for many, many years, I've always enjoyed your work, and I really was thrilled those, 30 times, 29 basketball, one football, where I had the opportunity to sub for you. So thank you for those opportunities.
Of course, and thanks for your friendship, Steve. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Bill. Thanks.
There you go.